Hey everyone, welcome to the first episode of Behind Breaks. My name is Alex Efron, and I'm the founder of Collectors MD, a support-based platform for people navigating compulsive collecting, overspending, and gambling-like behaviors in the hobby space. So whether you're into sports cards, TCG, sneakers, NFTs, memorabilia, or any of the hundreds of hyper-collectible markets that have emerged over the last decade, you've probably felt some version of what we talk about in our community. That pull, that itch, that tilt. And for some of us, it's gone from passion to obsession to sometimes something even a little darker. Collectors MD was created because for far too long, there's been this huge gap in the hobby. A place where money, emotion, psychology, and nostalgia all collide. But no one's really talking about the toll that it can take. No one wants to admit when the thing they love is also hurting them. And certainly no one wants to talk about the shame, the secrecy, the hiding of packages, the overspending, or the compulsion to just keep chasing. I've lived that, and I've seen far too many people spiral in silence, thinking that they were the only ones. So this past March, I started Collectors MD with one simple goal, and that was to give collectors a place to talk about what's really going on behind the scenes, not the comps, not the slabs, not the hits, but the people, the stress, the financial wreckage, the dopamine crashes, the strain that it's putting on our relationships, the toll that it's taking on our mental health. We started with just a few conversations, a small handful of people that were willing to show up and be real. And since then, just 4 months later, we've built something that I'm incredibly proud of. We have weekly support meetings every Wednesday night on Google Meet, where collectors come from across the country and sometimes beyond. And, you know, they come together to talk honestly, openly, and without judgment. We also have a growing group chat and online community presence where people support one another in between these meetings. We share resources, we check in during tough moments, and we even celebrate the small victories. We also have a library of original reflections, tools and resources, and content, all grounded in clarity, accountability, and intention that explore the emotional and psychological side of the hobby. In these first 4 months, we've had dozens of people come forward and say things like, "Man, I thought I was the only one. This group has finally helped me stop ripping for the first time in years. And I finally had a conversation with my partner about what's really been going on." These are real people, real collectors, and a lot of them are lifelong hobbyists. Others are new and already feeling that sense of burnout. Some are still deep in it. Others are rebuilding. But all of them have found a safe space through Collectors MD, a space that didn't exist before. We've also partnered with behavioral health organizations like Birch's Health, who offer clinical support for gambling and compulsive behavior, as well as Gamban, who provides self-exclusion tools for people looking to take a break from hobby apps, marketplaces, and gambling platforms. These partnerships allow us to support people not just emotionally, but practically. They give our community real tools. But perhaps most importantly, we've created language and permission for collectors to talk about what's really happening. Because this isn't just a personal issue, it's systemic. The hobby has changed. It's faster, it's flashier, it's more addictive than it's ever been. With apps like Whatnot, Fanatics Live, Loop, and countless others, the lines between collecting and gambling have never been more blurry. You've got things like hit drafts, team breaks, razzes, mystery repacks, all sold with casino-like mechanics and psychology. You've got bells, timers, limited spots, FOMO, people saying things like only one team left or biggest hit of the night, or this is a value break. It's a can't miss break. You got to join. It's not a coincidence. These platforms are engineered to keep you chasing, not collecting. And yet there's almost zero regulation. There's no disclaimers, there's no warnings, and there's no education. So what happens when someone gets in too deep? Usually nothing. They go broke quietly. They max out their credit cards. They lie to their partners. They hide packages. They spiral. And they think they're just bad at collecting or bad at investing, or worse, that they're weak. But what if we named the problem? What if we created a movement that was rooted in recovery? Not from collecting, but from compulsive, destructive behaviors within collecting. That's what Collectors MD is here to do. So where are we headed? Over these next few months, we're working on several big things. We're expanding our weekly meeting attendance and making it even more accessible. This means adding occasional guest speakers, creating onboarding resources for new members, and potentially launching additional meeting times as demand continues to grow. We're also building out our professional referral network. We're connecting collectors with therapists, financial counselors, and support professionals who truly understand the hobby and can help them on a deeper level. We've already begun to talk to and onboard mental health providers in states like California, New York, and New Jersey, and we're going to keep going on that front. We're launching our first wave of educational and reform efforts. That includes things like creating resources around responsible messaging in the hobby, advocating for self-exclusion tools and spending limits on hobby platforms, and partnering with creators and breakers who are open to embedding healthier practices into their content. And lastly, we're growing our media presence. We launched a podcast called The Collector's Compass, where we talk to collectors, therapists, and creators about the intersection of hobby culture and mental wellness. And we've also been featured on publications like Collect, with more content partnerships on the horizon. And finally, our biggest goal, to normalize the conversation around compulsive collecting. To make it okay for someone to say, hey, I think I need help. And when they say that, there's actually a place where they can go. So if you've made it this far, I appreciate you. Whether you're someone who struggled, knows someone who has, or just is someone who believes the hobby needs to be a healthier, more honest space so that it can grow and continue to evolve in a sustainable way, we're glad you're here. So join a meeting. Read a daily reflection, share our page, send us a DM, be a part of the change, because this hobby isn't just about the cards, it's about the people, and the people deserve to be well.